Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came. I need a man too.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. I got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Janine, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're chilling, we're chilling, we're chilling. Butter, what's happening? Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, we have to.
Oh, I'm good. How y'all doing
tonight?
Good.
Good. Huh. Okay, let's get this party started. Right, come on. Oh, okay. All right, check this out. Well, man, I don't know. I do know that they not no sports buffs. So, but. It did make national news.
Mm-hmm.
Big dog, you gotta bring this one up. You felt some type of, you really felt some way about this one.
You talking about Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, man? To be honest with you, dog. I mean, he got a lot of people ragging on him. Even his own mama. His own mama taking shots at him. His mother.
What? His well, hold on, man. Mother. You hold on, hold on. You gotta let them know what's going on.
I am.
You just okay.
he didn't.
You
say
ain't saying what he did.
Right. If you stop
right,
talking, I'm gonna tell you.
The motherfucker,
say,
if you would have went into it at the beginning.
Anyway, if I can finish, please.
Fuck it up.
It's like the first time. All right, listen, y'all. He didn't stand for the national anthem. He's a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't stand for the national anthem. But what a lot of people don't realize is he's been doing it for a while. Somebody just happened to take a picture of him not standing for the national anthem. But he's been doing it for a while. He started doing it last season. A lot of people don't know that.
Uh-huh.
But the game against Green Bay, somebody just happened to take a picture while he was sitting down while the national anthem was playing. So
uh-huh.
It got blew out of proportion. Reason he say the reason he's doing it is because of the way black folks are being treated in the United States. He's not gonna respect the flag or nothing until, you know, they start treating black people right. But he planned his plan is to keep doing it.
Uh-huh.
So, my thing is, that's his right. He has a right to not stand up if you don't want to stand up. Everybody has that right. Everybody do. Now, I was in the service. I stand for the national anthem. When they play it, I stand. That's my preference. That's my right. I can either sit or stand. But these motherfuckers are coming at him like it ain't shit. I mean, you got white folks coming at him using the N-word, calling him all type of niggas and this and that. Then you got black people coming at him. But it's the only people that's really standing up for him is the military people. That's it. These motherfuckers are fighting every day, you know what I'm saying, for our freedom. And they like, I don't got no problem with it. I respect them for it. But you got all these other motherfuckers who ain't done shit for the flag, who ain't represented their country in no type of way, gonna give you motherfucking feedback for it. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. Go pick up an M16 and go over there and fight for your country. You ain't got to fight. Just join the service. Do whatever. Do something. But you're going to attack this man for doing something that he has a right to do? That's his own mama. His own mother. And she put him up for adoption. So what the fuck can she say to him? That's bullshit, man.
Oh, so this was his biological mother who didn't even raise him?
She gave him up for adoption, and now she coming at him on Twitter.
Okay, well, she can't say shit because you didn't raise him no way. So
exactly.
She ain't shit she can say. I thought you was talking about like his biological, I mean his mother, the mother who raised him or something like that.
Right, right.
All she probably looking at is the money. You see what I'm saying? You know how they come back in your life. You know how they come back in your life when you made all the money and shit like that. Now all of a sudden,
that's some bullshit, man. That shit pissed me off. And the military motherfuckers is the one that's giving him the most motherfucking positive feedback. His own teammates, other motherfuckers in the NFL, all these black people coming at his motherfucking head. And he ain't been doing this shit for a while now. Nobody just never noticed. Now all of a sudden, oh, fuck Colin Kaepernick. Let's burn his jersey. Let's do this. Let's do that because he rich. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. You motherfuckers ain't been through boot camp. You ain't saluted. You ain't done shit for this motherfucking country. And because he a professional football player, you know, he can use that status to, you know what I'm saying, to talk for the people that can't talk. You know what I mean? He can use a celebrity for a platform to say how he feels. How many other motherfuckers doing that?
I never really stood for the shit. Now, I remember back in the day when I went to school, you know, I didn't stand up and they called my mama and shit, my old man, he's a Muslim. So he came like shit. He ain't got to stand.
Mm-hmm.
He told him, he said, do y'all say a pledge for Allah? They say, well, no. They said, well, y'all ain't saying nothing about his God. Why should he pledge allegiance to y'all? So, even though I was just being an asshole, I just didn't want to stand up. But, hey, it worked.
I
agree with you, though. I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit, man. You got these people, you know, I mean, they're calling him anti-American and he's a disgrace to America. But like they said, you got a motherfucker who goes inside a church, shoot up all these damn black people. Nobody questioned his motherfucking loyalty to America.
Right. Not one single person.
I mean, you just and went in did. There. You did. Right. You got motherfuckers blowing up. What was Timothy McVeigh? Nobody ever questioned his loyalty to America.
Hey, he blew up
that motherfucker. Blew up the World Trade Center.
No, that was Bin Laden on the Trade Center, bro.
No, remember Timothy McVeigh? No, Bin Laden told the motherfucker down. Remember when the World Trade Center got bombed before Timothy McVeigh?
Yeah. But that wasn't Timothy McVeigh. He did the Oklahoma thing.
Well, yeah, that's
the building in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Okay, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Whatever the case, nobody motherfucker said anything about his patriotism. Delightful. What's happening?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. And hi.
Hey, wait, hold on, man. Did you get that?
Somebody need to turn their TV down.
Might be me. Hold on.
Of course it was you. You were the last person to call.
I don't appreciate your sarcasm.
I'm about to say, dog. I said hello. She, the girl say hello. Hi. Damn. You just feel the motherfucking mutiny on this motherfucker. We just gonna get overturned every week now.
Well, check this out, man. With the Colin Kaepernick thing, I did a little research, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all heard this story, right? Where the swimming dude from Stanford raped the two little girls.
Yeah.
Y'all hear the story?
Huh?
They were passed out
about
of
that.
He fucked them anyway.
Yeah.
He got,
probation. 6 months. Right, he got six
no,
months,
no,
only did
not
three.
Not that dude. This is a new case. This
dude
was a swimmer too. He's like 19 years old. He had sex with two 17-year-old girls that was drunk and passed out. Right? They passed out drunk. He fucked them anyway. Got probation. The judge actually said, court record, the judge actually said he gonna give him probation because he don't want this to destroy his life. That's what the judge told him.
Mm.
Right? Black guy in New York raped a white lady 23 years. 23 years for him. This dude raped two underage girls. He got probation.
But now, and you know the crazy thing about that? They probably look at the black guy like that was a violent rape. I mean, was she conscious?
Yeah, his victim was conscious. He drug in the alley and just took it.
See, now they gonna look at that as a violent rape. I mean, I'm not trying to give the other boy no leeway or nothing like this, but at the end of the day, that's what they're probably looking at. Well, he didn't snatch there and there and did this, that. He was violent about it. Well, oh boy, I mean, now, with that being said, like, okay, and I'm going to ask the ladies. You're in the bed.
Hold on for that. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask you a question. So now, are you justifying this?
Didn't I just say I'm not justifying it? I'm just saying that's probably the way they looked at it. I did not say I'm justifying anything. I'm just saying, I mean, because at the end of the day, the motherfucking victims are the women, whether it was black or white. Motherfucker, the victims are the women. They the one that get, them two little girls got no justice. That's who didn't get no justice, the two little girls that got raped.
Right.
All right, okay. All right, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
I cleared it up the first time. You just wasn't paying attention.
Well, it was about to be some shit. Go ahead with your question for the ladies.
Now, let me ask. And okay, you meet a guy. I mean, y'all dealing. Y'all go to the room. You know, you didn't have some drinks. He didn't have some drinks. You know, y'all may start kissing and hugging or whatever the situation is, and you fall asleep. But now you done took your clothes off. But you fall asleep. And he starts in. I mean, he has sex with you. I mean, would you wake up and say that he raped you?
That's a good question. Lady?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking. Butter.
I kind of lost eyesight and hearing and everything when you said that. What did you, can you repeat yourself?
Never mind. How are you going to lose eyesight and hearing?
Because I am in the bathtub and sweat got in my eye, and then I'm like, did he just say what I think he said? Like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You
can skip it. Taking so much out of your soul to say it. Go ahead and go to the next one.
Because you're not listening.
I am listening, but like I said.
Okay. Okay. All right. Janine, what do you think?
I think it's it depends on my intent. If I intended to sleep with him. I'm saying, if I intended to sleep with him, because we all know, we know who we're going to sleep with. If I decide to go to a hotel or whatever with some man, and I'll just end up getting too drunk to do anything, and then he does anyway, I probably wouldn't fuck with him no more, but I probably wouldn't call it rape.
Wow, you wouldn't call it rape?
I said if I pass out, but I was intended to sleep with him anyway. If you sleep with somebody, I'm looking at it from, if you trying to sleep with somebody that's passed out, you the old, what you call them, like them people that like to sleep with dead people. Because pretty much I'm not moving.
Right. Now, like I said, the intent was there. The intent was there. Let's just say he said, well, baby, I'm going to go take a shower. Now, Or you know, you laying in the bed, you just took all your clothes off. You your intent was to have sex, but you fall asleep while he's in the shower. He come out, he see that you're naked, and he has sex with you.
Hell, if that's the case, we could say rape with people we dating. Hell, we take a pill, shit, I hear her, we pass out. We one eye open, and he fucking us from the back.
Have you ever did that, dog? Have you ever did it, dog?
Not like that. One
yeah,
hour.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Right.
Yeah, one hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, in a relationship, I think all men are stole some pussy in a relationship. But
different.
Damn.
Though.
Yeah, ain't that different? Would you look at it like I raped you? Not what
I mean. We're basically strangers, right? We're basically complete strangers, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, y'all done met, y'all done talked, whatever. I mean, no, y'all not girlfriend and boyfriend, but hopefully, you know, you're not just going to go to a hotel with a complete stranger.
Exactly.
It happens.
No, people do, but I'm saying, looking at my perspective, I'm not going to go to no hotel with no complete stranger. So my thing is, if I'm going to a hotel with you, from my perspective, if I'm going with you, my intent was to sleep with you anyway.
Okay.
But how turned off would you be to see this motherfucker on top of you humping and you done passed out?
Exactly. Now, that would turn me off. Now, that would turn me off. Like I said, I probably wouldn't see him no more after that, because that would turn me off.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm not okay. Understandable. So, delightful. You still say that would be right?
Still sticking to it. Might not press charges, but you're right to me.
I agree. I think it's rape too.
Okay. I wouldn't disagree with nobody. I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just curious to know, because in a lot of cases, at some point, okay, let me ask. And I'm just asking. I'm not saying yay or nay to the question. I'm just asking. At any point, do you feel like, okay, well, I did get in the bed. I did take off my clothes. I did have every intent, but I fell asleep.
Well,
So, I mean, you do any women look at it like, he did take advantage of me, but, you know, I mean, in your eyes, there's just nothing. Flat out, he raped you.
Yeah, pretty much. If I'm not conscious and aware of this action that took place, yeah, you raped me.
Okay, I was just curious to know. I was just curious the way women thought about it because I heard it and it was a mixed thing. I heard some women saying yeah. I heard some women like he ain't shit, but nah, he didn't rape me. I mean, I heard answers like along the line of what Janine said. Like, yeah, I did have every intent to have sex with him. I mean, I ain't fucking with him no more. But you know, I mean, I'm just curious to know. Miss Pimp.
Well, you know what?
Good morning. Just look at
you. Good morning. Good morning. Y'all are crazy. I love y'all. Can I jump in on that? Because I kind of like halfway heard it, but what I think that I heard was the question, like, you know, you passed out drunk, whatever, and he has sex with you without you knowing. Was that what was posed?
Yeah, but now the thing is that you did, you know, that was your intent, but he went to go take a shower, whatever he went to go do. You fell asleep. You fell asleep, and he come out, and he, like, you know, he still did it anyway.
Well, I do believe that is right at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because you were not consent. You did not consent. You can have all the intent, but you did not consent to it. And I can see where some women don't deem that as rape because it's not violent to them. You know, they didn't get smacked around or, you know what I mean, beat up and clothes torn off. So they may not deem that as rape. So I can see both sides, but for me, you know, it is rape.
Hey, in man, my eyes, though, I'm looking at it differently because in my eyes, I did consent. If I go to a hotel with somebody and I intend to sleep with them and I'm butt naked in their bed, I'm consenting.
So you don't have a reason to change your mind butt naked in the bed at any given time?
I mean, if that's what your plan was to do, then that was what your plan is. But up until that point, that was my intent, I'm consenting by being there and in his bed butt naked. Then that's the place I shouldn't have never went.
Negative.
Well, let me make a public service announcement, y'all. From now on, we changing his name. He is no longer known as Cass. This motherfucker is Bill Cosby Jr.
Oh, wow.
Because he done popped a pill in your motherfucking drink. Your ass passed out. Now he's
gonna
get his
son. Who the fuck? Wait a minute. You talking about me?
Who are you talking about?
Never mind, man.
You really don't want to go there, but you really don't want to go there. But okay, I'll take that one. I'll take it.
No, y'all. Nobody caught on to that. He said she fell asleep. Well, she passed out. They've been drinking. He done popped a pill in the motherfucker's drink. Bill Cosby.
I never said nothing about popping no pill, bro. Fucker. Don't even go
there. I know. I just added that. I just added that part. It was for the damn joke. The joke didn't work, so fuck all y'all.
Hey,
you
keep your motherfucker. Right.
Hey,
I'm going to
tell you from a guy's perspective. Now, me, if I come in the room and you sleep, I'm not even going to do nothing. I'm not even going to take the chance.
Yeah.
Right. Because
we really don't know each other. You know what I'm saying? We ain't boyfriend, girlfriend. We don't really know each other like that. Shit could turn into some deadly ass shit. All because you got butt naked. Fuck that.
Okay, now let me ask another scenario. Now, we're in a situation where, let's just say, you had too much to drink. I mean, the woman had too much to drink, and her whole intent, I mean, she says, well, you know, she's drinking. She, everybody's drinking. Everybody's drinking. This is a real life scenario, too. I've been through this. I've seen this. Everybody's drinking. Everybody's drinking. Okay. Motherfucker, I'm just going to tell you the scenario. Motherfucker was drinking. Everybody was drinking. My guy, he touched her on the thigh. He's like, hey, what's happening? You know what? You need to link up. Now, this no lie. She says, shit, if you want to see it, that's all you have to do is ask. She pulled her pants down. Matter of fact, she took them completely off. She took her pants completely off. Okay. He like, well, damn. So she stands up. He's sitting on the couch. She stands up. She straddles him. She straddles him, and she grabbed my other partner by his dick. Like, shit, pull yours out. Let's see what y'all working with. Now, it was a third guy in the room. She like, shit, you next. Now, I grabbed them. I told them. I said, don't do it. Do not do it. So they like, she's initiating this. Now, as we're in the we leave her in the living room. We walk to the kitchen. I tell them, don't do it. As we're in the kitchen, she pushes one of them into the pantry, drops her knees, and tries to unzip his pants. I tell them, don't do it. Don't do it. I grab her. I take her upstairs and put her in the room upstairs. Now, she wakes up the next morning, and the first thing that comes out her mouth was, I can't believe they was finna try to rape me. Ladies, is that rape?
Nope.
But she had people like, yeah, girl, yeah, I can't believe that they wrong for that. They was going to rape you. So I instantly got offended because you're sitting here telling people, my friends, you came over and my friends was going to rape you. How? How was that rape?
First of all, you should have questioned it because, like, if you can remember they almost did it, you should remember what you did that led up to it. You
she
wasn't
said
that
she
drunk.
Was drunk. She said she was drunk and she didn't know no better. She had incoherent.
She wasn't that drunk to take her clothes off. She took her own clothes off. She wasn't that damn drunk.
Took her own clothes
off. Yeah, you forget that part, but you remember the part about how they were going to try to rape you. But you forgot you took your own clothes off. I don't know too many motherfuckers that get raped when they take their own clothes off. How's that rape?
He forgot to say they was going to run a train on her. It sounds, you know.
But she's initiating all
this. The dun dun dun. And, yeah, they was about to run a train on her, and it just sounds better to say, yeah, they was about to just take away any shade on her. Because you was about to do some real-life extra shit.
Yeah, but
so
now,
it didn't go down,
okay.
So then you holler right.
Okay, but now here's the thing. Now, let's just say if had it happened and she did yell rape. Now, you got a chance. You got people fighting for their lives because they, you know, if you call rape, they going to prison. You got people fighting for their lives over bullshit. Because you don't want to be labeled a hoe.
Right. That shit happens all day, every day.
Well, I tell you.
Well, you know what, man? I had this situation, man, with this girl before. When I was working at White Castle, I worked at one White Castle. She worked at another White Castle. I asked her out. So she came over to the crib. You know what I'm saying? We sitting up. You know, I'm drinking on the Tang. She drinking on the Tang. My intention was to get her drunk and hit it. That was my intention. I'm not gonna lie. That was solely my intention. So I'm trying to figure out how I can get her drunk. So we started playing Tekken. You remember Tekken, dog?
Yeah.
So Now, I'm really good at attacking, so I know she couldn't beat me. So the deal was whoever loses got to take a shot. So that's what we did. We, you know what I'm saying? She got fucked up.
Okay.
And I hit it, right? And the next day, she asked me, she said, did we have sex? I'm like, huh? She said, because I didn't come over here to have sex with you. So we didn't have sex, did we? I said, nah. I said, nope. Sure didn't. You got drunk, so I just put you on the couch and I went to bed. Straight up. True story. Why the fuck you come over my house and get drunk if you didn't want to have sex? Why would you even do that? It scared the shit out of me, man. I'm like,
yes,
why are you going to say
you
I
know
like
what? That says kind of, to me, a lot about you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is me. But I don't think that all women come to a guy's house, whether they drinking or whatever, and just expect to fuck.
Exactly.
I don't, you know what I mean? For you to say, you know, why did you come on my house and get drunk and expect not to get fucked? It's like, wait a minute, hold on. That might not even been part of the whole program.
Then don't come over.
Wow.
Did you portray yourself to be all I want to do is fuck type man? Did she feel like she was comfortable enough to be around you and get intoxicated and not get taken advantage of?
I didn't take advantage of her.
Okay, so if she felt that comfortable, then
yes,
why
you
would
did.
You expect her to why would you expect her to think that she has to fuck just because she came to your house?
Well, why are you going around telling everybody, oh, he's cute and I would get with him and all that bullshit? Why you think I asked you out? Because I'm hearing all this shit that you're saying.
Did you not hear him when he said, I was trying to get her fucked up so I can get some ass?
He did
it.
He just changed the story.
look who sounds like Bill Cosby now.
He did it. He just changed the story on us.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
He lied to her when she woke up. Girl, nah.
I told her no. I sure did. I said no. So he didn't do nothing. You went to sleep, so I left you alone. I went to bed. I didn't know what the fuck
but
she was going to do.
But did you do it for real?
Hell yeah.
I did what for real? Yeah, I fucked
her. Yeah.
I did. Yes, I did.
Now you got to wait 20 years before.
She was
probably been traumatized all this time, and she's going to hear somebody else say that she got with you. Or a similar certain situation happened and plagued her for 20 years, and then she's going to come through your ass. See, that's
so,
mm-hmm.
But do you think it's disgusting for a man to have sex with someone who is, like, has passed out from being sick? Like, you know that I'm passed out because of a seizure or something like that. And you have sex with them. Would you do that?
I ain't that motherfucking hard up for some ass.
Right.
I mean, but she looking good. She done passed out.
I don't care how she
look.
Not if she done threw up and everything, you know.
She might not have threw up. She might have just had the seizure. She might have just
had
a seizure.
Even if you had a seizure, I'm out the motherfucking door once you wake up. You okay? I'm all right. I got to go. You fucking around. You having seizures and shit? Sex is the last thing on my mind. I'm sitting there watching the motherfucker shake. I'm sticking a spoon in your mouth so you don't swallow your tongue and shit. I'm not thinking about fucking. That's the last thing on my mind. This motherfucker almost died.
I'm sorry. It's crazy as he's saying, I do got to agree with one part. I don't give a fuck how sexy you are or how good you look. Ain't nothing sexy when you having that seizure. All that goes out the window. You shaking and convulsing and all this shit, and you, no, there's nothing sexy about you no more. Shit, you scared the shit out of me.
Damn right. I am not thinking about fucking. I'm thinking about. I hope they don't say I tried to say I killed her ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
What?
You expect us to fuck you after you have a seizure?
I don't expect you to do shit to me. I'm talking about just a hypothetical question.
Well, I didn't say you
and your answer is
you.
Like really, really like I would not for you to run out the door. For you to be completely.
Oh, well, no, I'm not gonna run out the door on you. I'm gonna make sure you're okay. I'm not. Now that was really? I'm not gonna run out the door on you. I mean, but no, I'm not gonna be like okay. You feel better? You ready now? I mean, that's kind of fucked up.
Me personally, I don't think
but
I
no,
know
I'm not
none of my
just,
friends would do that. None of my friends would even
I
be
don't
on
know,
no shit
I'm
like
not gonna
that.
Leave that and possibly die or something. Nah, I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Well, once you tell me she okay, I'm out the door.
Okay, that's
scared the shit out of me. I'm not thinking about
fucking you, though. Yeah, if your dick gets hard after some shit like that, man, something is really, really wrong with you.
A fucking psychopath.
Right. But
that
I wanted to kind of cut down on something that was said earlier, you know, about people hollering rape when they on, like, some old thirsty shit. Like Tyson. Like, I really personally know that girl that hollered rape. She was not no-how on a good day raped. And
I'm sure.
She was not raped at all, period, dot none. She had consensual sex. She fucked up just by leaving because she thought she was chosen, you know, and she stepped out past curfew. And because she was, you know, looked at and picked and, you know, meet me here, and she just stepped out past curfew time, they had did the damn thing, and he was like, okay, bounce. No.
Wait a minute,
not,
wasn't this woman in her 20s? How the fuck she got a curfew?
She was in a beauty pageant.
Right, and they have kind of strict rules, you know. And because he said get out, she couldn't go back there, like, you know, tra la la la, because everything is done. I mean, it would be over for her.
Mm-hmm.
But because Mike, you know, was like, you know, come through and, you know, seen her, you know, during some practice part, you know, was like on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up?
Okay, make sure you use the word allegedly now. Allegedly.
Well, no,
okay?
I know this because
nah,
I know her personally.
You ain't got to use allegedly because, shit, he didn't got convicted
this,
for
this
the shit,
is,
man.
This is real, and I know her and her family personally. So, you know, but like I said, it was just a thirsty moment, and it didn't go through how expected is planned. She wasn't raped, but she didn't get, she was disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she felt disrespected when in all actuality, she played herself and just hollered rape.
Mm-hmm.
That cost
at that
years.
Point, you can't get back in and, you know, to the competition in good graces. You know, you thought you was going to live happily ever after. That
she thought she was going to get some money.
That's
she
what
thought
it,
she
was
going to get some money out the deal. That's what it was. She thought she was going. It was going to get taken to civil when it got took to criminal. So, hey, the man that did his time. So, ain't nothing, you didn't get a fucking penny.
Yeah.
Now,
not only that,
old
your
girl,
family disowned you.
Yeah, my old girl in Gary, she shut the fuck up. She got her money. Oh, y'all don't remember that one? The other case he got when he got out?
Mm-mm. I don't remember.
Wasn't he messing with a guard up there?
Nah.
Was that a guard?
I don't know what she did for a living, but they was at the club at the 50-yard line, the club out there in Illinois, and Mike allegedly bit her on her face.
Oh, I thought that was the one that slapped her on her. He slapped on her ass or grabbed her on her ass or something.
Nah, he bit.
He paid her.
Well, like I said, he allegedly bit her on the face. Now, oh, they had a big write up about it and everything, and it mysteriously went away. And that motherfucker, hey, her beauty salon open. That motherfucker was driving them new whips. shit. Hey, y'all want this motherfucker to go away? It's going to go away.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Mike ain't did shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I let that motherfucker bite me in the face for some money. Go ahead, Mike, take a chunk of my shit. 2 million. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Now, we all, I think pretty much a lot of us on here, we all watch Power, right?
No.
Nobody watches Power?
I do. Yes, well, I do.
Right. Now, a scene came on this Sunday where the son, Tyreek, Mama was chastising him, and he got smart back. And she cocked back to hit him, and he grabbed her arm. Now, she gave him a look, and then she just told him, go to your room. Now, these motherfuckers from the streets. Now, her and Ghost are from the streets. Now, I just like, okay, that part, I'm not feeling that part. And she get on the phone, goes, come get your child before I kill him. Man, do you know when that motherfucker grabbed
what?
That hand, that motherfucker, if he caught the right, the left was coming with a stinging jab. You done lost your motherfucking mind. What's your
right,
motherfucking hands on me?
Tasha done got, she done went from hood to friggin', I'm trying to think of another word, man.
Bougie.
Fabulous. Shit. You know what I mean? But they doing their thing. Bougetto, that's my name. There's more than that. So, what's that, Bougetto? Okay, so she got Bougetto. But at the end of the day, you know, let's go back to where he didn't, shit, smelt his damn pee and stepped to his daddy, was like, shit, I've got to apologize to your side, bitch. Says,
yeah, but
wow.
He grabbed his ass up quick, too. Hey, little motherfucker, what
man,
the fuck
he was
you
about
to me?
Take his whole head off. Hell yeah. That was hood. That was some old daddy shit. That shit Tasha did? Ah.
But
yeah,
see, it pissed me off because it pissed me off because Ghost wound up apologizing. Shit, you don't get no apologies after that. Now, only thing
he's
you get
feeling
is
guilty.
Now I dare you to say something else again, motherfucker. Man, he's got his chest caved in right on contact.
That was
he was feeling guilty.
That was some good ass acting when he grabbed his ass up, though. He said, "What you say to me, little motherfucker?" He forgot that it was his son he was talking to. That was some good ass
shit. He snapped.
That was some good ass acting.
Yeah.
He forgot that was his son for a second.
He said, hey, somebody's gonna make a memes out of that one. Somebody is gonna make a little memes out of that right there.
Well,
I wish I knew how to do it because it definitely would be that.
Hey, you had that one coming. I mean, motherfucker, that's just some shit. I just was like, okay, man, this shit's starting to get a little bullshit now, cause I can see, and I can attest to this without even asking. I can see my mother and father time mother knocking the fuck out of us. You did what? And now you gotta get the fuck out. Might let you back the next day, but you sleeping on that motherfucking park bench that night. Nobody had to go outside and sleep on the court, huh?
No.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that life.
He ain't time. I guess that was just us.
Yeah, that's a project thing, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. You on that buzzer. She might let you in by 6 in the morning. Bring your dumb ass here. And the fucked up part is you better not have left that bench. Because if she has to come looking for you, you're getting fucked up again.
I always just sat on the porch. You gonna open the door sooner or later. I'm just gonna sit up here and wait her ass out. You know what I'm saying? I hope she starts thinking about that shit.
Right. Well, what did you say the statute of limitations was on that shit again, dog?
That shit's over, man. Can't bring that shit up.
We can't get none. Oh, okay.
Fine. Nah, that shit over. Yeah. I'd have been had ass locked up. I tried to trade her ass. I'm trading my mama. Shit. Give me a 4th-round pick for her ass. Anybody can have her. I just want to trade her ass in. This shit is crazy.
Yeah. Damn, boy. It look like we, you know, listening to them, and dog, I mean, listening to people on this show, we lived a hard fucking life, man. Nobody seemed to have to go through the shit we had to go through.
It seemed like it, man. I thought everybody lived like that in Gary. I thought that
right.
shit was normal.
Like, goddamn. Hey, I know they hang up the show. They be like, goddamn, them motherfuckers was just I'm child abused. Why did they act all fucked up? No wonder they fucked up.
Hey, man, I remember one time my mama told me to sweep. You know, you got to sweep the floor and shit. So I'm sweeping, standing up. You know, I'm just sweeping. And she slapped the shit out of me. She slapped the shit out of me, right, while I'm sweeping the floor. I'm sweeping. And she just walked over and just slapped the shit out of me. I'm like, what did I do? She said, you know what she told me? When you sweep my
foot.
Floor, bend your nope. She said, "When you sweep my floor, bend your back." I'm like, "What? Bend my back?"
I thought she
get
heard
all
you
the
thinking.
Way underneath the table, you get all the way underneath the table. You gotta bend your back to get under the table. Man, that's some bullshit, man. I can't wait to get the fuck up out of here.
Mm-mm.
Right.
You slap the shit out of me for not bending my back.
Bend with your knees.
Knees going,
yeah,
motherfucker.
I think my worst case scenario, it was a moment of smelling my pee. She told me to do something, and I probably said something under my breath, but she heard what I was thinking. Next thing I know, she put me up against the wall and put a knife to my neck and dared me to breathe. I said, okay,
damn.
I hope you die and get hit by a truck.
What project you grew up in?
I just want to know, what kind of abuse did y'all endure? Jiminy, motherfucking crickets.
I just think
what
that's the worst.
Then,
I mean,
though?
Getting my ass kicked for just every single day, that wasn't shit, but that was some memorable shit right there.
Yeah, it was definitely memorable.
Yeah.
But you know what?
My
sister called abuse back then. It was just, now what? They call that good parenting.
You just got your wife.
Yeah,
that's
great
all.
Parent.
What is
that? You know, that's just like, I'm going to tell you like this. That's just like if the Jacksons never would have made it and they stayed in Gary, Joe would have been the father of the year.
So,
Joe Jackson would have been father of the year.
So is it abuse if your parent let you be bad all day and then you go to sleep and they just come in the room and beat your ass? Is that abuse?
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Today it is. Today it is, but back in the day that wasn't.
Shit.
That wasn't.
That,
shit, you used to have to get in the tub. You used to have to get butt naked, get in the tub.
Say that shit 5 times. Say that
and
shit.
And then get out of the tub, and you can't dry off and get an ass whooped.
You know what? Shout out to my mom and daddy, because fuck all that.
That one. Hell yeah.
And
Lord.
You know when it's coming? When you hear these famous words. Oh, you thought I forgot.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you thought I forgot, didn't you? You thought we were children.
I want to talk about
you get your whole
like,
name called. They call
Man.
Your whole government name, including
you know
your middle name.
Fucked up.
Yeah, you done some. She just found out about some straight up fuck shit you just did. I don't know when you did it, but she just found call you by your whole entire name.
Yeah, you fucked me.
Yeah.
You did something really yeah. bad.
Let's talk about you have this chore, and she go to reach for a dish, and that dish is dirty, and she works a late night shift, and you at home sleep. And you get woken up, get your ass beat out your sleep. Then you got to wash every single dish in the house all over.
Oh, no. I don't know about that either.
You know what? Now I didn't have to wash dishes, so I got away with that one.
Oh my God!
Hey,
I have to rewash, but every dish,
every single dish in the house, rewash.
Hey, y'all, check this out. I remember once, hey, listen, my mom used to go bingo all the time, and she used to go bowling all the time. She was never at home. We was always at the crib by ourselves. That's just how it was back then. And I was fucking with my brother, my oldest brother. I was fucking with him, and he stabbed me, right? Motherfucker got a knife to stab me in the foot. So our dumb asses, we so dumb. This motherfucker took a roll of socks, put it up on my foot, right, and taped it to my foot. I'm bleeding like a motherfucker. He stabbed me in the foot. It was really bad, y'all, really bad. I'm bleeding like a motherfucker. My mama came home, it was about, I don't know, she probably came in about 12, 1 o'clock. And, you know, she'll come in and check on us. Yeah, full of blood. I almost died. Almost died. Almost bled to death through my foot. And she got mad because if we report the shit, they gonna take us. Because she's supposed to be at home. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Where the fuck you at? This motherfucker done stabbed me in the foot. I'm bleeding to death. He done wrapped my shit up in socks and taped the shit up and told me to go to sleep. Blood everywhere in the motherfucking bed, man.
Oh,
blood every fucking way.
I thought she was mad about her sheets.
Right,
nah, she didn't want
thinking.
Us to tell the truth. She's like, she told us what to tell the police, because, you know, they had to take me to the hospital. They had to tell the police something. That motherfucker actually stabbed me. I almost fucking died that night, man. Straight up. True story. And she out motherfucking bowling some goddamn well. You supposed to be in the house 1 o'clock in the morning. Where the fuck you at?
She bowling. You know where she was at?
Yeah, we know where she was at. What she is. The motherfucking police didn't. That motherfucker almost killed me, man. I almost fucking died. The foot of my bed was soaking. Just dripping with my blood. I almost fucking died.
I got tears in my eye. He's so serious.
Hell yeah,
almost.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all this abuse. I don't know what
right?
y'all went through.
I'm trying to say, but no, so like maybe 4 years ago, and I've never seen any shit like this before, but my mom has this friend, and I don't know if this is how she was raised, but her son got in trouble at school, and he was like getting phone calls home, and she didn't whoop him. She took uncooked rice, poured it on the floor in the corner and made him put his knees in the damn rice for 4 hours. And when he got up, the fucking rice was, like, embedded in his kneecap. That is abuse. Do you understand me? That's some bullshit right there.
I've never heard that one, but that's
right there.
I've heard of that before. I've heard of that before, but, I mean, you can't whoop him.
I mean, like, I was, like, y'all don't even understand. Like, I had tears in my eyes for this. I'm like, what the? Like, mama, let's go. Let's go. I don't need you getting no ideas. We're going to do this shit right.
That's that new abuse. That's that 2015
like, that shit. Boy probably had to take tweezers to get them damn rice pieces out of his kneecaps. Man.
Shit, you probably could eat that motherfucker because he didn't sat on that motherfucker so long. Then he got warm and got cold. Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I never heard
like,
of that before.
Me neither. That's some shit.
That's this shit. I mean, that's like some tribal shit. That's how I felt about it. Like, where did you even come up with this shit at?
Shit, I wish I knew that shit growing up.
Yeah, I wish I would have thought of that shit.
So, wow.
Hell yeah, get your ass in the corner. Get your ass in the corner and sit on that
get
right.
Get in the corner. Then on that, and put the knees on that rice.
Y'all are ignorant.
Shit, I'd have had that motherfucking ass, boy.
Ooh, that's abuse. You understand me? Don't do that to your kids.
Whatever.
Well, it's only abuse if you like the oldest. Like my little sister,
she
never got a whooping. Never got a motherfucking whooping. Rarely.
Nah,
maybe three
yes,
times in her whole life.
Yeah. About
say, three times in her whole
up.
Life she took an ass whooping.
I didn't see you get busted up a couple of times. No, when we got in high school, see, y'all was gone then. We got in high school, she got busted up a couple of times.
Well, I ain't never seen that. I know she was a fucking snitch. Told everything.
That's why she ain't getting no whoopings, right?
Hell yeah, she know how to get away. Hey, let's make a deal.
You might not want to whoop me. I got this bit of piece of information that you might want to
right.
know.
Look, hey, you remember Carlos Stowe, right?
Yeah.
You know, everybody probably used to go there and steal. I went there, motherfucker, stole a whole bunch of Twinkies. I used to love Twinkies when I was little. Twinkies was my shit. I went there and stole a whole lot of Twinkies and Landon went snitching on me, right? But I ate the motherfucker before I got home. So I didn't lie to say, no, I didn't. You know, they ain't want no evidence. Man, I shot her ass up with a BB gun. And then she went and switched about that. Hell yeah, I did. So when she went over to Kim White House, I was right behind her shooting the shit out of her with a BB gun.
Oh, my goodness.
And she went and snitched that and got beat down for that one.
It was horrible.
We were rough on Atlanta, boy. Poon had just as bad. Atlanta and Poon was rough.
Yeah, they did some hard lives.
Carla, what's that?
Yes, they did.
What's going on, family?
Oh. What's up? Who this?
Stay.
What's up, big dog?
What's going on with you, brother?
I'm chilling, man. Trying to get it. Just sitting back reminiscing about all this child abuse that we had to endure.
That they don't get they don't get 9 days.
Hell no.
Well, that's why we are respectful men.
They're not.
Beg to differ on that.
I don't. I used to think child abuse till I got older and had some kids.
You know what though? That's where we fucked up at as parents. Cause I know I told myself when I have kids, I am not gonna do my kids the way my mama did me. I told myself that, and you know what? That shit was some badass advice.
Yes, sir.
Bad advice, because if it was good enough for me, shit is good enough for my fucking kid.
Well, that's when you start
creating monsters.
Yeah, our kids, they don't want to, they didn't, we weren't our parents' friends. That's when you say you weren't going to do them like that, but shit, we graduated high school, got into jobs, and probably sold a little dope, but we know not to bring it in mama house and get caught with it.
Exactly.
Now they just coming in the house. They in the house with army guns in your house. They want your big piece of
shit. Shit.
I'm surprised I ain't got pulled over.
I'm fucking my kid up.
Yeah, I don't got no babies, baby. They all 22 and up. They out the house.
Well, I got stepkids, and if they gun bigger than mine, it's a problem.
Watch out, Cal. They out here, and they got their hands on them.
Cause, I mean, well, hold on. You got to think, dog. Think back. Shit. I'm walking around with a big-ass 4.5. My old man only had a 38 snub nose.
There you go.
I'm talking about them army guns, them choppers, them AKs.
Oh, yeah, but see, okay, that was, I mean, like, we talking about the 80s and late 80s, early 90s. That was when I was born. I'm just saying, yeah, they got way more advanced than that shit. I'm just saying, though, I'm walking around, I got a gun bigger than his. He talking about, and you know how your old man talk that shit, because, motherfucker, I'll pop your ass. Motherfucker, I'll pop your ass back, shit. My gun bigger than yours. Wish you would pull that little shit out if you want to.
Hey, that's what they thought. Hey, I ain't never trust the old man with the zipper who had the boot on with the zipper on his
side. Don't fuck with him. The problem nowadays is that the parents are scared of the kids.
Yeah,
parents are scared of their
lost
kids
power.
They
grandma
scared of them.
32, 30. No, man.
This shit.
And the crazy part, I know a generation where it goes, she had her daughter when she was 15. Then when she turned 30, her daughter had her daughter when she was 15. So it's like they all 15 years apart.
Right.
And they're
going to wind up in the same fucking club.
Right, exactly. Everybody in the club together.
Doing the same thing.
I couldn't even see that.
Oh, it's real, brother. It's real.
But I'm like, yeah, my daughter and my granddaughter.
Hell yeah. That's some real true life shit right there.
I mean, it's three generations, all 15 years apart.
Yeah.
I was a grandfather with 32, 33. It's wild, because I told my granddaughter to call me Uncle Granddad. Fuck that.
Uncle
Granddad.
God
damn. That's a different. shit.
He was a grandfather at
33 years old.
I want to be a granddaddy, but shit, now they're 30.
Nah, I mean, I have two stepsons. I raised them since I was 17 years old. So when he got of age and started being a man whore, which he blames me for, I don't know how, he popped off some kids.
I can take a guess.
Right, who he just wondering. Hey, I wasn't bringing them home two at a time. I was stepdaddy. We all grew up together. So,
right.
You bring them home two at a time, right around the corner from each other. And then didn't want to
work. Though.
Wonder why it's rough out there now. Man, because you got to pay child support. Man. If I ain't show you shit else, and I showed you, hey, this is a lifesaver. It's a condom.
Hell
saves
yeah.
Saves your money.
I wish
it'll save your life. Shit.
I wish motherfuckers would have told me that when I was little. Shit, when I was younger, brother.
You know you can't give up the wig. They know.
Man, shit.
We learned on our own, man. We learned on our own. It was just, it was by trial and error.
Hey, man, well, she didn't get pregnant. She didn't get pregnant. Yeah. She, oh, God
yeah.
damn, mine got caught.
Two crap.
Well, you know, every man with kids, you know, that pull-out game is weak.
Yeah, especially when she's pulling you closer.
Well, yeah. I heard motherfuckers with big dick got weak pull out games. It'll take a little long for all that dick to come out. How many kids you
know.
Got all the time? One? Yeah, your game.
I got one.
You got good game. You got good game, y'all.
He's the king.
his pull out game is good.
God damn right, motherfucker.
I want to stir the Kool-Aid for a little bit longer.
Right.
He ain't getting it, y'all, but we gonna let it pass.
I get it, man. But you know one thing about me, dog? I told myself, fucking with my father, all my kids is gonna be by the same person.
Yeah.
So that's why they introduce rebels.
Motherfucker, don't get on this motherfucker acting like you didn't use rubbers every time.
Well, no,
we gonna
play,
let him fly with that, brother.
I played craps a few times in my life. But at the same time, I wanted kids by the same person. It just kind of worked out like that, fuck.
I was about to say, let's just call a spade a spade. I just call a spade, motherfucker. You got lucky.
That's what I'm calling it. It worked out for me.
Exactly. Well, you know, I really didn't want it. Oh, you just lucked up.
Well, I did have somebody try to put a baby off on me, though. So, damn well, it wasn't my kid. Yeah, and it was my wife. When we first hooked up.
Huh? Wait, huh?
You know the 17-year-old? I'm always telling you about the 17-year-old. She thought that was
mine.
She thought she was mine. I got papers and everything, man. Talk about I got to take a DNA test. I'm like, whoa, hold on. I wore rubber.
Wait. Back up. What 17-year-old you talking about?
My 17-year-old still.
The one that ain't here.
The one, I mean, your wife now?
Yeah.
She said the 17-year-old is yours?
Yeah, she sure did. This was back when we first hooked up, 17 years ago, obviously.
So, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. So, you knew your wife before y'all got together?
Yeah.
Oh,
we messed around years ago. Yeah, we messed around years ago. And we just happened to run into each other.
And she... Wait a minute, you married her after she told you that?
You're now. You're on it anyway.
You married her.
She was determined to give you that baby.
Yep, I still married her, man, after all that shit. 16 years.
Man. I love you, sis, but damn, you know you was wrong for that shit. God damn.
Yeah, I sure did, man. I still married her.
Oh, my
wow.
Goodness.
16 years
old. Yes. Yeah. That, wow. I never knew that, dog.
What it was.
Yep.
You tried to get it away. 16 years later, she found you again.
Man.
Shit must be fake. It must be.
She a black woman. She said, oh, you thought you was getting away. Huh.
Father or self, you are the father.
Right.
God, I'm thinking about tomorrow. We gonna get some money. I'm gonna fall all over the stage. They owe me shoes, everything.
Wait a minute, dog. So I mean, hey, dog. Wait a minute, hold up. I mean, you and her rekindled, and she's like, I got something to tell you.
No. This happened when she was still pregnant. When she came to me and said, I'm pregnant. I'm like, what you telling me for? It ain't mine. And she was like, you're the father. Between you and this one, she said it between me and this one other guy, her other kid's father. I'm like, shit.
And you
talk to him?
And you still married her?
Yes, I did.
You keep saying 15 years later.
You got that snap back.
Oh,
wow. That's some true love.
Yeah.
That's some. No, seriously. I've always. That's some. Tr- That's some true love, man. Cause you know how mad I'd have been.
Well, I was mad. I was mad 15 years ago.
He was 16 years mad.
But she didn't lie though. She said it was between two of y'all. She didn't just come out and say it was just yours and just try to boldly tell a lie. She wasn't sure.
Correct.
So she said it could be both of y'all. So I look at that a little different. At least she didn't lie about it.
No, she didn't, but
I'd have been. I'd have been so motherfucking mad. She didn't speak to me. Like, hey, how you doing? Man, fuck you.
Well, 15 years later, man. What, I mean, what's the chance of
running into
a motherfucker 15 years
later? I understand, and I'm glad that it worked out for you. I'm just saying, I would have been mad. I would have been pissed.
Yeah, but could you hold that for 15 years, that anger?
No, I'd have fucked her again, but...
He did.
He wouldn't have married
her
that one.
Yeah, he looked at shit. And that's how I got his ass. I got his punk ass the first time.
Once again, it's on.
Right.
I just tell you, hey, he been looking for that for 15 years.
Right.
He been searching for that good feeling. And then he got a chance to get it again. He ain't let it go.
Right.
That's the way to put it.
I'm going all out.
Yeah, I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I'm going to teach her a lesson. I'm going to keep her this time. Yeah.
All right, let me ask the fellas a question. I'm pretty sure I know y'all answer, but it's for everybody, the ladies too. Who all watch Love and Hip Hop?
How can you not watch Love and Hip Hop? It's all day.
You know what? I watched today's episode. That was the first one I watched. That was the first one I watched since Atlanta. I watched today's episode. Well, not even all of it. My daughter was watching, and I partially watched some of it with her. So,
they got a female on there. I'm trying to remember her name. The Mexican chick used to mess around with Fizz. Anybody know who I'm talking about? What the fuck is her name?
I have no idea.
I can't remember her goddamn name.
I don't know her name because Love and Hip Hop is crazy. Ain't nothing hip hop about Love and Hip Hop. Ain't shit hip hop about
right.
it. But I know who you're talking about.
But you know, she's completely plastic. Titties
well,
is fake.
Yeah.
Ass is fake. Everything about it is fake. You know what I mean? She got the biggest titties of anybody on the show. Her titties are the biggest of anybody on the show. And I'm just wondering, is that
sexy? I know exactly who you're talking about now. No.
Is that sexy to you, man?
Piss it now.
What? Plastic women? Not at all.
I mean, it's
okay,
sexy until
you,
I get the... It's sexy until I got to touch it.
If I got to fuck it and touch it, then no. It's like fucking a spare tire. I can do better by myself.
Right. I mean,
I tell a bitch she made by Goodyear. Bitch, get the Goodyear in.
Damn. I'm done.
What about the ladies? What about y'all? When y'all see a woman who obviously, you know, she's had some work done, do women see other women as sexy like that?
No.
Or do y'all just see it as, oh, this bitch bought some new titties and got some ass shots? But that's just not sexy to me because I know it's fake. It ain't the real you. But is that just sexy to another woman?
Okay.
I'm driving.
You got the window down?
No, the window's up. So
it
ain't me this time.
I just feel like if that's what makes them feel sexy, then, you know, that's on them. I wouldn't do it, and I do wish a lot of women would just see their beauty for what it is, you know, for what you were given. But if they don't see that and they choose to do it, then that's on them. I wouldn't do it.
I'm
but I'm saying though, you
example.
As a woman.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm gonna get a perfect example of somebody who just fucked theyself up. Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was so fucking sexy. Lil' Kim was so sexy.
That bitch looked like the Joker.
That bitch was fuck. I'm like, damn, she just really didn't love herself. But I mean,
you know, I was gonna get
that. Beautiful. When she first came out, I'm like, damn, what a little sexy little thing right here. I mean, you know,
she had a lot of
face
shit done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, she got them titties done too. I'm just saying. You changing, I mean, man, she was this little petite, sexy little thing. Next thing you know, man, this motherfucker looked like one of them little Chinese motherfuckers, eyes squinted all up and
she looked like the Joker, man.
Right. It was just like, man, what the fuck? Man, that shit was horrible.
That shit is not, it's not sexy. That shit is not sexy to me, man. I mean, why would you want to make your ass bigger? What's the purpose?
Well, then I want mine bigger, but I ain't about to go put a
big
plastic in it.
Ain't nothing with, like, wrong with breast augmentation, you know, after you have so many children, you know what I'm saying, tummy tucks. When you go over and beyond, it's a problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I done seen in my day, if you going to get that shit done, pay your money, go to a professional. Do not go to Jack's chopping shop, because there's some motherfucking titties out here. There's some motherfucking titties out here that look.
That bitch went over to Pookie on 61st.
Right. Where the fuck did you go?
Pookie fucked you.
The flea market? Bitch, oh, we got one at the Peppers Mall. They cut you off. They cut them titties off in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Man. I mean, I done seen motherfuckers look. I'm like, God, what, you got stabbed? You got shot or something before? No, that's just, I had my chest done. Really? And something went totally awry on that job. Man, one nipple on the side, the other nipple way in the back. What the fuck? The fuck did they do to you?
And you in the club bouncing.
Did you see the picture of Carly Red? Did anybody see the Carly Red? Oh, Lord, man.
I've seen it.
Yeah, she loving hip hop. She on a red carpet somewhere. One titty is bigger than the other titty.
That is not the case. She had on self-adhesive tape bra, and the motherfucker sweated off, and her titty went limp. It didn't no longer held.
One titty was bigger than the other one. I know what
they
I
ain't
saw.
Got no fan on the red carpet.
Apparently not, but
that
anyone
bullshit.
Who wears a strapless shirt or a wedding gown or a bridesmaid dress, any woman most likely knows about these sticker bras and that you wear and these little tapes under there. It just fell. That's all. It just went back to its natural shape. You know,
one
titty
was bigger than the other one.
It was.
Hey, I know what I saw.
A lot of women,
I know exactly what I saw.
A lot of women's titties are like that anyway. Naturally, one is bigger than the other. Period.
Naturally, yeah. Naturally, women's one titty is bigger than the other one anyway.
No, this motherfucker was two sizes smaller than the other one.
Oh my god! That's what I'm trying to
explain
say,
that to me.
She had it folded up, pulled up, taped up, looking like it was in a push-up bra, and then when the tape lost its adhesiveness, it fell, and you know how naturally the gravity of having babies, and I mean, it went like a, you know, pancake.
So in other words, it did my famous saying, that titty was hanging like a slave, huh?
but that's
it,
what
runaway slave.
I know what I'm saying.
She just had a wardrobe malfunction. That's all that was.
Yeah,
that wasn't
okay.
What about
her
feet? What's wrong with the dress?
Right.
Did you see her feet?
I'm trying to find Carly Red titty pics.
Her feet was sweating and she was walking and her toes slid to the top.
Man,
man, she got some ugly
and
ass
and the dude was probably a size, a half size too small.
What
some
about women
know
they see the size 9 and they want to put on a size 4? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, get a woman. She's just had a Maldro over the function. That's all I'm saying. She had
that's
a
why they sent the wrong stuff to her.
Is she your cousin or something?
I mean, it didn't happen
you know
to me.
You know
a
lot of facts right now.
I'm just saying, I had a few wardrobe malfunctions coming from a pretty chesty girl. I mean, you know, just.
So you got
you know,
one breast two sizes smaller than the other one?
Actually, it's actually a size smaller, and in my opinion, it's very noticeable. But you know, whatever. It is.
Don't
it
jump,
is,
no
mine.
Double done. You knock yourself out.
Okay, what color was the dress she had on? Because I'm looking for the motherfucker.
I think it was a red dress she had on. I think it was red.
And black shoes.
With some fucked up
Tim,
ass
you
feet.
Was upset about them shoes, ain't you? I'm telling you, her feet were slipping. You know how you walking through the club and your feet slide down. Y'all need
bullshit.
To see that one alone.
She on the red
oh,
shoe.
No,
man, sure enough.
Now, hold on.
Not acceptable.
Hold on, Delightful. Hold on, Delightful. Now, I didn't Google. She got some fucked up titties.
It's not her. Oh my God.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm looking at this picture right here, and she got some fucked up titties. Her titties ain't they. I'm with Father Time on this one.
Okay,
one is like two sizes smaller than the other one.
Okay, naturally her titties are fucked up, but the way she had them propped up and taped up gave them an effect.
Well, yeah, that was
bad
effect.
I didn't know they was propped up and taped up.
Because that's what they do under those dresses.
Yeah, no, they don't prop them up. They tape them so that they don't come. That low cut dress, they tape it so that it doesn't come all the way across. They don't
it doesn't
them
come
up. Them up.
No, there's an actual
what the
titty
fuck
bra
minute,
that
don't.
You flip your breast into and stick it to your skin.
What?
Then there's tape pieces that you put right here and
yeah,
stick.
To make it
but
look like they're sitting up.
Wait a minute, hold on. I hear y'all talking, but what the fuck did Carly Red use? Scotch tape? This shit just ain't looking right.
You use that dollar store duct tape.
I'm just saying, there's some good brands
get
and there,
whole
there's some bad
together.
Brands.
She has some malfunction.
She
should have
went bought
boobies.
That Scotch.
She should have went to Menard.
Well,
right.
What I'm
she
saying is
dollar store.
Yeah, fucked up right on that.
You probably got them from Walmart. The ones at Walmart don't work. You got to go to Fredericks or Hollywood to get the real ones.
I'm not
it's
buying
no.
You had wrong fucked up titties to be wearing that type of dress anyway.
On the red carpet.
Well,
right.
You know,
come on now.
Okay, well, how about we not blame her and blame her stylist because she does have one of those.
Yeah, because they know her titties fucked up. I'm going to give you
right.
An extra fake pad to put in that dress because your titties is uneven, baby.
You're not going to wear this type of dress. We want to
accentuate. One of your titties lost weight.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you ladies a question. Even if you did have a stylist, you still make the final decision. So she decided to wear that motherfucking dress.
Okay, but I get that. But when she put that dress on, her shit was taped up, cupped up. You understand what I'm saying?
How do you know that?
Because
I'm telling you,
that's what happens under them dresses.
That's her cousin.
Trust
man.
Me. But
that's
my
cousin.
She
did that.
So
I got you,
Sam.
I got you.
She just intentionally walked out with one deflated breast and one nicely plump breast. I don't buy it.
That's what it looks.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the picture shows.
Does her breast look like that on the show every day?
Well, she don't wear dresses like that on the show every day. She don't.
But if one titty was flat as a pancake and one was big as a damn melon, you would be able to tell that in any shirt.
Well,
you wear a prosthetic, you could throw a goddamn sock up under there to push it up.
You know.
You know what I mean? Shit. But so I'm saying she don't wear dresses or even tops like that to even know. But you went braless and was like, shit, here I am. So what's her excuse for her feet?
Exactly.
I mean, look, you know what? You was just bogus stepping out.
I'm not gonna win it. So, you know, Carly Red.
She looked.
Damn.
Bringing the
fan,
man, sucker. All
right.
It's Steve Donahue.
Nobody watched
Jerry.
She was I'm gonna ask the ladies a question. I mean, what's on the mental to make y'all go and do that? To go out and get, you know, ass injections and breast augmentation. I don't have anything against it. You know, a lot of women out here with cancer lose their breasts, stuff like that. So
if it was up to me,
then you gotta look at this, dog. I mean, how would they say to us if we like, I sure don't like the way my nuts hanging. I think I'm gonna get these motherfuckers lifted.
Right.
You really gonna get some shit like that, dog?
There are people that do that. Just like there are females,
yes,
they get their vaginas tightened and clipped and trimmed and all of that.
Man, ain't nobody messing with my pole. I'm cool.
Right, that's the motherfucking wood.
I'm
gonna
go get
my butt lifted. Right, see.
I won't fuck
up. I mean, since like probably the 90s, you know, men is like so stuck on butts, and you know that's been the thing with the twerking and the this, that, the other, and look at that ass, and if you ill built or you not enough, and or industry wise they want you to have all of that, you know, because that's what men like. That's what
that's low
that they like that commercial
on.
Shit.
That's low self esteem.
You know. And that's what those that just do it, you know. If you're not born with it, you aspire to have it, and you're absolutely right. It is so.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that because every man out in the world don't want no big twerking ass. Every man don't want that. I think if you happy in your own motherfucking body, then you're gonna find a man that's gonna be happy with your body. You ain't got to go
that
be taking all them goddamn
that
shots
goes
and
back
shit.
To the low self-esteem.
I just want a garage that fit my car. That's
right. I don't think I have low self-esteem, but it wouldn't be too bad to be what I was 10 years ago. So a full body lift. But I don't think that's drastic. They were doing nothing but tightening my skin on my body.
Man, look,
he
could have been the poster child for all
that's
black
what
women.
Exercise can do
like
for you. Exercise can tighten that up for you, too. Eating
yes,
healthy.
Yes, I'm just, you know, I'm a little lazy right now.
But
I'm
feel
saying,
like
just,
I understand what you're saying,
because
if everybody out on here say they wouldn't do certain things to themselves, but if they had the money and to do it and somebody
to
hold their hand through the surgery, they would.
Through the form, it's fair to say,
no,
you know,
no.
I say I would get Brazilian butt lift, tummy tuck. Take my own fat and put it to the back because I have nothing back there. But that's for me, you know
right.
what I mean? That's for me, not for, you know.
Dave said you better carry your ass to Brazil with that bullshit.
If it ain't happening over here, why you gonna go somewhere else and fuck it up?
Yeah, just because it's called a Brazilian lift don't mean it's done over there. But like I don't know. Like I think everybody who has money or who can afford it, I don't. For the life of me, it's a cosmetic procedure. I don't understand like why everybody don't get their teeth fixed. Like I think everybody should get their teeth fixed.
That's true. But one thing I don't understand is like okay, like the actress Megan Good, she tattooed eyebrows on her eye. I mean,
what?
Her eyebrows are tattooed on her. So
yeah, that's a big popular thing right now.
Mm-hmm. I
have a friend
with
her
eyebrows.
Hold on.
Let me make sure I got this straight.
What?
She cut off her real eyebrows. She shaved off her real eyebrows and put some tattooed ones on there.
Yeah.
Yes,
is that what
tattooed.
You're telling me?
Had an eyebrow tattoo.
That way they're
right.
Perfectly arched at all times.
That is,
there are
yes,
people that get
my friend
eyeliner. They get tattooed eyeliner.
She's
gonna be scaring the shit out of her grandkids.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Hell yeah.
What's wrong, Grandma?
Right. As a matter of fact, she had that done like years ago, and she just went to Mexico to get a tummy tuck and a butt lift. She's still in Mexico right now, recovering.
Well,
you know what?
From the begging good that I've seen, she's always looked good to me.
Yeah.
I don't think she need all that shit. She's always looked good to me.
I was going to say, let's get out of Hollywood and ask why these people are doing it in the real world. Because Hollywood is
getting cement implanted in their shit because they can't afford the real thing. So they get cement implanted in their face and in their booties. And
Yeah. One
chick got.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
one chick got breast implants put in her booty.
No, the one motherfucker that used the fixer flat.
Yeah.
And put that
yeah.
shit in that girl ass. Put that fixer flat in that girl ass. Her shit went, her shit popped just like a fucking tire.
Wow. I hope a dude was hitting her from the back when it happened.
He was. She's trying to sue him. Down in Atlanta.
But
she said she kept telling him to stop.
I think I heard read an article on that. I did.
She kept telling him to stop because she said she was feeling funny. Like, she felt it like getting ready to bust. And he just behind it, popping her ass. And that motherfucker poof. And
that
was
on TV. That's where I seen that. Where cosmetic, things went wrong. Like, doctors, and it was, that's where that I seen that on.
I'd have went to court with her, and I said, Yana, I got a case of fixing flat. I don't know. She could have told me she had fixing flat in her ass before I sucked my dick in her. But that's the only thing I got for her.
Right, shit. That was false advertisement.
Shit.
I'm suing everybody.
Tell her, take the skin off her back, put it back on her ass, and put some more fixing flat in it.
Damn.
Y'all is harsh.
I'm saying, like,
I wonder how much did she pay for that?
I don't know.
They paid a lot.
It was killing people for a minute.
Advanzado.
She might have
been
Advanzado.
Because first of all, she didn't know that was happening. Most of those people that went to a backyard doctor or whatever you want
to
call it, they didn't
know
what was being put in there.
Oh, but that's my whole point. Keep your ass out of the garage. You go in the garage to get a tire change. You're not going in the garage to get your ass fixed.
Good year.
I mean, but they have lipo parties all the time.
Yeah.
I've been to some. I'm not doing that shit, but I'm just saying lipo parties. They have them all the time, so. You know, they pump up lips and, eyes and shit like that, cheekbones.
Right.
That's what they do
at
these lipo parties.
And
it's very popular.
Why we own this, I mean, because the average black woman has lovely lips. And, I mean, it's like these white women break their necks. They had lips like y'all. You see these motherfuckers? All them damn injections they get in just so they lips can look like y'all.
Oh, white girls got ass now, buddy.
Yeah, but a lot of that shit's manufactured. A lot of them motherfuckers got out. A lot of them motherfuckers got out of prison 20 years ago and fucked their mamas, and now they got some black up in them.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What that is.
Told that bitch to stay at the table. You stay at the table.
Right.
You ain't done eating.
I personally wouldn't mind a set of smaller lips. That's just me, though.
I am not surprised to hear that from you, little buddy.
Hey, it is what it is. If I wasn't scared to let them fuck with my face, I probably would attempt that. But my face
really?
Is off limits.
I'm just
I
saying,
say any black
all these Black Lives Matter and all this other shit, and it, y'all living in a fake world, and it's all been dreamed up by the white man. They
I can understand.
I
can understand, you know, the tummy tucks or getting some kind of surgery after chemo or
right.
breast, you know,
yeah,
situations
well,
like that. But to do things to your body like you're black and you're beautiful, be happy with what you got. If that
no
man
doubt.
Don't like that poofa that's sitting on top of your panty line, then he ain't the one for you.
Oh, when you lay down, that
I mean,
motherfucker
you know
roll back.
I mean, never really had personally, you know, people that didn't like my, I mean, I think it's for myself. Now, those are just things that I look at when I look at my photos, not what the next got to say.
Delightful, let me let you on a secret. I saw your pictures. I think you're a nice-looking woman. I don't think you need to change nothing. Just my opinion.
Thank you. I agree.
Man.
And you were made for somebody, baby. Somebody's going to appreciate everything that you like
yeah.
or don't like.
But, yeah.
Somebody
well,
knows
that.
Nah.
Nobody
I'm going to tell you not.
Man.
I'm gonna tell you now, Father Titan already. I mean, I don't know if he still uses the Jergens, but I mean, he already got the picture.
I don't do that no more, man. I don't do that no more.
The wife sounds bad.
The wife
sounds
bad.
Do that shit no more. Yeah, she sounds bad.
Janine, he.
I had a couple
she,
of
she fuming every time
Janine.
She see you. Then, hey, every time she see Janine's picture, she fuming. Oh, you on the phone with that bitch again, huh? Sleep with that motherfucker.
Y'all petty.
No, but seriously, I don't think you need to change nothing. I think you're a very nice looking woman. This is my opinion.
I appreciate
hey,
it.
Janine. He done told his old lady. Hey, why don't you go get one of them little red motherfucking thongs with them thigh high boots on? All like the one Janine had on that day. That motherfucker, you think you slick. Fuck you, motherfucker.
I can't deal with
it. So cold nowadays, he ain't gonna do it. As long as you keep that rip, man. Hey, it's all about
hey,
you, man.
Can't. Yeah, well, in my defense, that was before I got married.
Yeah.
That's when we first started.
Yeah, but well, she didn't find. You didn't find them pictures till after you got married. and the jerk.
So,
that's fucked up. All right, dog. On that note, we got to get the fuck out of here, man. All right, my man, Dave, you got any last words for us before we get the fuck out of here, man? Man, next time I got to be on time for the show. That's right. And, hey. All the ladies out here who trying to get plastic up, that shit ain't working for us. Save your money, buy a house.
Damn.
He ain't lying, it comes just about as much as a house.
That ain't this shit. All right, back on the last word.
I enjoy myself this evening, and I will check y'all out tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what the life of any last words.
It has been very insightful. Yeah, I forgot. You know, that's what I tend to do, so I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Did she just say she forgot? Okay.
Yeah, y'all know
I ain't
according to five
I know
times.
We ain't gonna even go there.
All
right.
She had a round transmit moment.
I guess. Miss Pimp, any last words?
Yeah, man. Y'all are crazy. But once again, y'all are the reason for the season, and I will holler at y'all tomorrow.
up. Janine, any last words, sweetheart?
Yes, it was good talking with everybody. Great show. I will definitely be back tomorrow.
Oh,
I sound all seductive and shit.
And Janine, I gotta tell you, I gotta tell you, baby.
Yes.
I love your hair. I love your hair. I love your hair.
Yeah, I'm sure, especially from that view.
I love your hair. All right, big dog.
Hey, let me ask a quick question. Did anybody see that Chris Brown shit? Was that a real story?
Real story.
That
shit was real?
Yeah, he's locked up from what I...
Wow, I
They've
thought
been
that
following
shit was
that
fake.
Work all day.
What happened?
I thought that shit
no.
was fake.
Apparently,
no shit.
He held a girl and the police came to the house and he told them he wasn't letting them in without a warrant and hit the door in their face.
Wait a minute, he held a girl what?
Basically held a girl hostage. He put a gun... I guess threatened a girl with a gun or put a gun to her head, and somehow she got to the phone and called the police. The police showed up, and he wouldn't let them in the house without a warrant. He shut the door in their face, and it went down from there. And apparently, he's in jail now.
Do he know they don't need no warrant?
I'm
a. I guess the word probable cause didn't happen to his ass. Okay, now listen to this, y'all. Please call in tomorrow because we got another scenario that we're gonna. I'm gonna send the video. I'm gonna try to post the video on Fan City. But look here, we want to talk about who. Tune in tomorrow, because Chris Brown, he need his ass with him. That's the truth. Big dog, take us out, big dog. Take us out.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I saw that shit. I thought that shit was fake. It can't be that goddamn dumb. Throw a bag full of guns and drugs out his window in front of the police. You cannot be that fucking dumb.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. I'm about to get back online and look. Wait a minute. I missed that part.
He's supposed to throw a bag full of guns and drugs out his window. In front of the police.
He can't. No, I don't. Now, that part might be made up.
Yeah, he can't
on
that be
shit.
That dumb.
He was on
he
that
He can't
shit.
Be that dumb.
Now, hey, that's what
he was on some shit. It wasn't just that shit. He was on some shit.
Yeah, he was hiding a motherfucker or something. But anyway, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Like you say, tomorrow we got a fucked up topic for tomorrow, but it's just crazy that a motherfucker. I don't see how it happened, but it happened. So, like you said, y'all got to tune in tomorrow to catch up on that one. Peace, love, and head grease. All right. God bless. Good night. All right,
y'all. SandCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Check us out. Get on. Have fun. And post them pics. Let's do what we do. All right, y'all. Tomorrow. We out this bitch. Fuck, love, peace, and head grease.